Welcome to the latest Buff Zone podcast. I'm Brian Howell. I'm pleased to be joined by my colleague, Pat Rooney. Pat, how you doing?
Feeling a little tired, a little sleep deprived, and yet inspired at the same time. Fun time of year to cover basketball. Been a busy few weeks. Busy week still the rest of the way here, but you can't beat basketball in March.
Yeah, you and I are both going to be on the road this week. We're going to talk about that, but your road travels. You were in Oregon a couple weeks ago. You spent most of last week in Las Vegas, barely got home, and now you got to turn around and fly to Dayton, Ohio. Well, fly to Indianapolis, drive to Dayton, Ohio on Tuesday. You got a busy travel schedule. How's your family liking all that?
Oh, let me tell you, they are stoked. No, but they're dealing with it. The wee ones are on spring break this week, so they've just been running around with me actually home a day here. But fortunately, they will get over it. It's been a busy few weeks. Usually that last road trip in Pac-12 play on my watch, it's rarely been one of the two game trips. They've ended at home before, but it's usually the one game Utah trip, so it doesn't kind of seem as long of a run. But yeah, been logging some miles the last few weeks, but glad to log a few more. It's always fun to cover the tournament, and I think you and I and most sports writers would agree covering these sorts of things are fun for us too. So looking forward to it, getting back to the Midwest, and if we get a win and a game in Indiana as well.
Yeah, well, it's certainly a grind, and we're not going to get into spring football here, but that did start today on Monday as we're doing this, and a big press conference on Wednesday as well. So that just adds to the plate, but we're going to focus this one on the NCAA tournament. The men earn a 10 seed, and they'll be in one of the first four play-in games in Dayton on Wednesday night against Boise State. The women are a 5 seed, and we'll talk more about that here in a little bit, and they're going to face the number 12 seed Drake in Manhattan, Kansas. A little preview of Big 12 country for the Buffs later on this week on Friday evening at 5 o'clock. And we're going to start with the men. The one good thing travel wise is if the men win that game on Wednesday, they've only got to just drive over to Indianapolis. They're kind of right in the same area. So it wouldn't be grueling travel if they have to play Wednesday and then go Friday.
Yeah, it's under 2 hour drive. So I imagine they would just bus over there. But obviously, one step at a time. Interesting matchup against Boise State. The Mountain West Conference was a very tough conference this year. And I'll have a story posted. We're chatting here on Monday afternoon. I'm losing track of days a little bit here. I had to stop and think about it for a second. They're blurring together a little bit, I'll have a story posted a little bit later here in the afternoon on the relationship between Tad Boyle and Boise State coach Leon Rice. It goes back a ways, and these two teams met last year. And in this era of basketball, we see so much roster turnover and the transfer portal moves and so forth. But there's a lot of guys back from both teams, a lot of key guys as well, from a matchup early last year. Last season would be November of 2022 in the Myrtle Beach Invitational, in their early season non-conference tournament. So the teams locked horns. Boise State beat the Buffs in kind of a real rugged sort of battle. And all these guys are back. It should be a pretty interesting matchup on Wednesday.
Yeah, and for the Buffs, obviously, disappointing that they didn't win that game against Oregon. They were on a roll, had won 8 in a row. And really, I thought it was an entertaining basketball game. You couldn't stop Nafali Dante that day. How do you feel like this team can bounce back from that disappointment, or was there disappointment from that? Obviously it's disappointing lost, but I mean, how will they, yeah. Is it something that you think could carry over?
I don't think so. I think, this is also a veteran team. They're playing their best basketball season right now, even with the loss against Oregon the other night, as you said. A disappointing finish for team. I didn't think they played that poorly too. It felt like they had a lot of turnovers. They finished with 13, but certainly the turnover margin made a huge difference. Oregon only had 3 the whole game. Pretty amazing game by them. And then, as you said, Nafali Dante was just unstoppable, has been in 2 straight games against the Buffs. He didn't miss a shot in the game in Eugene, just it was about 9 days previous to that. So he's a cool 22 for 20 in a 9-day span against CU. But I didn't think that Boston played that bad overall. The rest of the shooting, Oregon, most of those are dunks and tip-ins for Dante. The rest of the team shot only 33%. The Buffs shut down the three-point line. They've been doing a much better job of that here down the stretch. You know, they just missed some shots on their end. As we know, the offense has been pretty good for the bulk of the season. They just probably had a few too many turnovers and missed a few too many shots that they usually make. And Oregon got the win. But I don't think it takes away from how this team has played these last few weeks. I mentioned in the three extra points column, new one that was just published a little bit and posted a little bit earlier as we're talking now. This team's kind of been in elimination mode for a few weeks. They've had must-win games, including a few road games that they had to go out and win, and they managed to go out and do it. So the mindset has kind of been there for a few weeks, and I think that's much more likely to carry over in this game than any bad vibes about the loss on Saturday night.
Yeah, I agree with you. What did you think of their seed? I mean, I think there was a general feel after they beat Washington State in the semifinals that, all right, they're in for sure. And then, there was a bunch of kind of bracket busting games around the country that went on over the weekend, including Oregon beating the Buffs. That stole a spot because Oregon wasn't going to get in otherwise. And that kind of pushed the Buffs down to the first four. There were some experts that even thought that would push the Buffs out of the tournament. Do you think the Buffs are where they deserve, or do you think the Buffs, should be waiting until Friday to play?
No, I think it's about right. They still don't have that signature win to their credit. You thought you would get it. They got it with Miami, but Miami really fell off the table this year. And that turned out not to be the quality victory that it seemed like even at the time that would be. They lost at Colorado State. They got hammered both times by Arizona. They didn't have a lot of opportunities for those kinds of wins. And they weren't able to kind of make the most of any of the opportunities that they did have. So, lacking that, now they generally took care of business against everyone else. I mean, 24-9 is 24-9. And that's even with a few hiccups in there. For me, the biggest two were against Florida State early in the Daytona tournament. And then the Cal loss at Cal in Berkeley early in Pac-12 play. They're coming off the loss to Arizona State. They were still kind of banged up. Tristan Da Silva and Cody Williams were back in the lineup. It was Cody Williams' first game back from being off for 7 games because of an injury. Not trying to make excuses for Buffs. That was a game that they were up 19 in the second half. That's why I say it's just a missed opportunity that kind of really hurt them down the stretch. I kind of look at those two games as if you get those two back and those very winnable games and the rest of the season plays out the same, even with the injuries, they're probably not sweating it out quite as much at the end as they were. But I do think they deserved a bid. With the talent on this team, it would have been a shame to not see them have this opportunity in the tournament. And I think they've gone well. Just like I said, they've been playing well lately, and I think that's going to continue on Wednesday night.
Yeah, it's crazy how much one result could have changed things and made yesterday less stressful for the men's basketball team. Same thing for the women. We'll get into that here in a couple minutes. But just one result here or there could change things. But at this point, it doesn't matter. They are where they are. They got to play a Boise team that, like the Buffs, were the third seed in their conference tournament. The one thing with Boise is that, we talk all the time about the Pac-12 women and how that conference kind of toughens them up. Well, you could say the same thing for Boise. That Mountain West was really tough this year. And even though they bowed out, probably earlier than they wanted to in their conference tournament, I think they're going to be a little battle tested having gone through the Mountain West this year.
Yeah. And they have a number, some of the wins that I said the Buffs were lacking. Boise State has gotten those. They have a number of quality wins, maybe not something as high as Arizona, but they swept the regular season series against San Diego State. They did the same against New Mexico before New Mexico got them in the Mountain West tournament. They won at Nevada. Like I said, they won at San Diego State, so they had some quality road wins in there. They beat St. Mary's on I guess it was a neutral floor, but it was in Idaho Falls. It was kind of one of those. Is that really neutral? But they beat a really, a quality St. Mary's team earlier in the season. And, they've been through the battles. Like I said, they've got a lot of guys back from the team that the Buffs saw early last season as well. A profile, as far as experience, a couple of pretty experienced teams. They've been through the battles. I don't think either of them are going to kind of buckle or get, reticent, timid on the big stage. And it's going to be a battle. I think this is kind of one of those where the team that makes a fewer mistakes will come out on top. I kind of think that's what Oregon did the other day. The Buffs weren't totally awful in their turnovers. They had a slew out of the gates. But then after that, it was, like I said, they finished probably with a few too many. But after the first 5 minutes, the pace of those turnovers wasn't too bad. But Oregon just simply didn't make any. And then they were better around the rim. I think, this game should profile maybe a little bit like that, less about, what each team, can do or the statistics or scouting reports, what they can do, but which team kind of goes out and executes and makes the fewest mistakes, I think, is the one that comes out.
Yeah. And if they can get through this one, then they get a Florida team that, is dealing with some injury issues. And so there's an opportunity to, make a little bit of a run here for the Buffs. And what are your thoughts? Do the Buffs get past Boise and get a chance to play Friday in Indianapolis?
Yeah, I think it's going to happen. I like the way this team has played down the stretch. I think with KJ Simpson and the way he's playing right now, they're going to be in every game. And, like I said, they've been pretty good defensively the last few weeks. There's no Nafali Dante on Boise State that can kind of take over a game individually. They have some good players for sure. Tyson Degenhardt's going to be a load, but it's, I guess a more favorable personnel matchup inside for the Buffs than we saw against Oregon. And like I said, besides Dante, the rest of Oregon shot 333. So it wasn't like Oregon as a team was lighting up the Buffs. They've been playing better defense of late. I think that'll continue. And, I think the Buffs will come out in a tight game, something along the lines of 65-60.
Awesome. I think the Buffs win too and get into Friday to play Florida. And then we'll see what happens there. And on Friday, we'll transition and talk about the women because the women play on Friday, 5 o'clock Mountain Time against Drake, the Missouri Valley Conference regular season and conference tournament champions. And the women obviously going into the tournament a little bit differently than the men, both coming in off of a loss, but the men won 8 in a row before that loss. The women obviously 2-6 in their last 8 games. And I still thought they were going to get a 4 seed and have a chance to host. A little surprised that they did not. But as Jalen Sherrod and as Coach J.R. Payne told me, they're like, hey, whatever we got, we earned it. And you talk about missed opportunities. One of those games goes their way, they're hosting.
Yeah, and it's interesting. It's going to be interesting to see the way this team bounces back. I touched on this in the 3 points column that folks can check out. And, I'll ask you, Brian, you've been around the team, obviously, more than I have. But what's your concern level with the way the team finished the regular season? For me, it's not off the charts. I wouldn't say mine's a 10, but I would say it's above the curve. I would place it maybe at a 7 or so. And the reasons why, look, I know that some of these games stretch were against some very good teams. I know the Buffs were right there, and it's not like they're playing completely terrible basketball, but this was a team that returned most of its players from last year's Sweet 16 team. They're expected to win those kind of games more often than not, and seeing them falter in the fourth quarter of some of these games where they had a lead and kind of weren't able to finish the job, I think that aspect of it is what's been alarming to me. We talked about the men's team and wanting to play your best basketball in March. Well, I don't feel like the women's team is doing that. How concerning do you think it is with all those kind of aspects around the team going into this matchup?
Yeah, I'm not that concerned. at this point. I think after the regular season going into the Pac-12 tournament, I probably would have been around a seven because of the way they lost that Washington State game. And, you know, they had the four-game losing streak, and then, you know, they kind of slugged through a win against Washington, and then had the lead against Washington State and lost that at home on senior day. That was really the only loss that was kind of inexplicable to me. I mean, I don't know how you lose that one. And, you know, Washington State was, they were a tournament team, but then lost their best player to a knee injury. It was like 11 games left. And I think they were 3-8 after they lost her. And two of the wins were against Oregon and Arizona State, who were 11th and 12th in the Pac-12. And then they came to Boulder and won. So that was an inexplicable loss. I didn't like that one. I didn't like how they were going into the Pac-12 tournament, but they played really good basketball in the Pac-12 tournament outside of really about 5 minutes against Oregon State in the fourth quarter, and went double overtime against the number 12 team in the country, which has been one of the hotter teams in Oregon State. So I think they kind of got their mojo back a little bit in Vegas, and I think they got a lot of it back this last week when they're totally off. I mean, the women have that built-in week off, and history has shown the last several years that this team takes advantage of that. There's some fatigue that sets in, but then they take advantage of that. They didn't have a very good Pac-12 tournament last year. They played two games, did not look very good against a weaker Oregon State team in the first round last year, and then, you know, looked terrible against Washington State, who was much better then, in the semifinals. And so they're coming in, I think, playing actually better than they played a year ago. So I'm not that concerned. I think that they've kind of got things back a little bit, and that they're going to sneak up on some teams because I think that a lot of the experts are overlooking them because of that slide.
Yeah, and as you know, you've mentioned this team has, you wrote about it a little bit, this team has shown that they take advantage of that week off. They've usually responded well to that. And certainly we know this team can respond. There's a lot of talent, a lot of experience on this team. They've been waiting for this moment. And you just hope whatever was kind of missing down the stretch for the squad was found during this week of practice. Cause it's not gonna be easy. Drake, you know, Des Moines isn't all terribly far from Manhattan, Kansas. I imagine their fan base will show out well as well. I'm sure CU's will as well. But you know, I would imagine Drake has a good cheering section there, and it'll be interesting, you know, if the Buffs get into the lead, you know, into the fourth quarter, you know, and the lead is something within striking distance for Drake, how do they respond? Like I said, these fourth quarters, some of these fourth quarters, you mentioned the Washington State one, is kind of, for me, what's been alarming about this group down the stretch. But having said that, they've played really well in the tournament. This group has done it before, and they did it on the road last year if they wind up having to play Kansas State in a second round game. So very curious to see how they respond. We'll see if I get to be to watch, though, if the men have a game on Friday. The men and women are lining up to go right back to back.
Yeah, you'll be in the post game press conference when the women start on that one. But and I will say it's hard to know how good Drake is. I mean, some of these mid-major teams, it's hard to know how good they are. You know, 29-5 is an impressive record, but you know, they beat Iowa State, who's a good team, you know, early in the season. They put 90 points on Iowa, although they gave up 113, you know, so it's hard to know. Then their conference tournament, they won on a last second off balance hook shot by their star center on Sunday, and won 76-75 against a Missouri State team that's not in the tournament. The day before that, they needed overtime to beat Northern Iowa. And so they're winning tight games against teams that are not in the tournament. And so how good are they? I don't know. A lot of people picked Middle Tennessee was going to beat the Buffs last year, and CU came out and really kind of destroyed them. I'm curious to see what the Buffs do, this time around. But, you know, Drake's a talented team, and I thought the same thing about Middle Tennessee last year and the same thing about Creighton 2 years ago. Creighton got a Middle Tennessee didn't, so we'll see what Drake does this week.
Well, I'll turn it around on you. I gave you my prediction. You got one for the women's game on Friday.
Yeah, I think the Buffs come out and win. I think that they're locked in, and I think that they I think it's going to look more like last year's Middle Tennessee game than the Creighton game 2 years ago.
All right. All right. Well, safe travels to you, my friend. And once again, your Buff Zone crew will be hitting the road this week.
Yeah, very busy. Have fun.
Yeah, you too. Safe travels. We'll see about doing this again next week. It's kind of up to the teams now. But safe travels to you, Brian, and for all of you out there. Definitely enjoy the games. Fun time of year for basketball. And thanks, as always, for listening.